Hello and welcome to another Folkin.com downloadable interview at the lovely New Forest Folk Festival, and we've been sitting in a lovely artist garden. So privileged this year. You don't usually get artist garden. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely.
It's lovely. And we're sitting here with Arlo, which is the main member of Three Daft Monkeys. And Tim for the Three Daft Monkeys. How are you doing?
I'm Arlo's minder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, full time or just when it suits?
Full time, completely.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't actually caught up with you for a long time, so we really want a good catch-up session with this. And I hear you've been at Glastonbury for a week.
We've just done a 2-week stint of gigs.
Yeah.
We've done 9 gigs. We did Beardy Folk Festival up in Shropshire. Then we've done Western Supermare. Then we came down and did a few more shows in Cornwall. Then we went back to Glastonbury and we were there. We did 4 shows there, but we had a Saturday where we got a lift out of Glastonbury. A mate of mine met us at the gate in a hire van and took us to Folk on the Quay in Poole.
All right, yeah.
And then dropped us back at midnight, and then we did a 2 o'clock in the morning show Saturday night. That was our last show at Glastonbury. We had Sunday off in the kids' field, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was the best thing about the kids' field then?
I can't choose between the giant pink castle and the poach.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an odd choice.
So did you join them on the giant pink castle, Tim?
I wasn't allowed. No, it's kids only.
The giant pink castle wasn't.
Oh, sorry, yes, sorry. Yeah, I did join him on the giant pink castle. It was a pirate ship I wasn't allowed on. Well remembered.
So you got thrown off,
There we go.
So, obviously, I haven't seen you for a long time. I think the last time I saw you, Lucas was actually
Lucas Drinkwater.
So what's the lineup now? What you been?
It's a very similar lineup. It's me and Athene still, and then we've got Richie Mulryan on percussion. I think he played here last time. And a guy called Jamie Graham, who's now our bass player, who's
really tall,
and he's a fantastic musician. He's a musician. Proper musician.
So
he knows what he's doing.
That's worrying.
I know.
I hate people like that.
So 3 Daft Monkeys have become 4.
Yes. So I don't do the bass drum anymore. So I've got my chiropractic bills are a lot less than they used to be.
But your foot's redundant. So what are you going to do with your right foot now?
Well, it just sort of waves around. It sort of wanders around the stage without me.
Oh, it's great that you're so busy though. Have you done any albums coming out or anything like that?
Our latest album, which was 2 years old now.
Right. We've done another one.
I know. Well, we are embarking on a new venture, but the latest one was Year of the Clown, right. And I wrote it about it was when sort of Trump was sort of getting in and Cameron was still a bit. Every year, the Year of the Clown becomes more and more apt. It's basically the song and the album's all about this circus master that puts a clown in charge of the circus, and then the clown sacks all the decent acts and just has a bunch of sycophantic clowns.
Right, yeah.
And the circus wasn't as. The circus is ruined forever.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So we want to burn the circus down and drag the tent down and build a new circus, basically. Yeah.
There's still obviously loads of energy to what you actually do.
Oh, we love the energy, I think if we started sitting down and playing, we wouldn't have lasted this long because it's too tiring.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody who hasn't seen the Daft Monkeys, just on that note, they're just jumping around the stage like lunatics, the whole set, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we like to have a visual content as well as an audio content. Yeah. So we like to make it a bit of a circus and a bit of a show.
It's that sort of stuff. If you're sitting in a festival like we were a bit earlier on, to be fair, we'd had a few beers and we're chilling out and I'm beginning to nod off.
Yeah.
The 3 Daft Monkeys come on, you're not allowed to do that. You just instantly wake everybody up, don't you?
Hopefully. But I mean, obviously, it's not compulsory to dance.
There's some
musicality in there as well. So it's good to listen to. It's good to look at, and then it's good to move to if you want to. Oh, Arlo's just got himself a chair.
Oh, sorry. Nice one, Arlo.
Yeah, come and take a seat.
That's it, mate.
Should have sorted that out.
So when are you going to start playing, Arlo? You got any instruments or anything? Fiddle or anything like that?
Yeah. Sometimes I do hula hooping on stage.
Yeah, he does hula hooping on stage.
Brilliant.
With us. Because he does all the touring with us as well, don't he?
Are you doing hula hooping tonight or?
Maybe.
Yeah. It depends if you're still up and about.
Yeah. I think it's great
to get to that point in your life where you can sort of say, well, I'm not sure if I'm coming on, and then do a little bit of strop, really. You know?
Yeah, artistic strop.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you should get a trumpet. That would be really annoying for everybody to...
He does violin lessons, but his mum doesn't teach him. A girl that's in a really nice Cornish band called Dalla, Jen Dyer, she teaches him.
Oh, right. Do you like it? Do you like your violin lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Gilmore's little lad comes on. He's probably a lot bigger lad now. He comes on and plays fiddle.
Right, yeah.
At the end of the show.
Yeah,
well... I mean, that was a few years ago since he's done that.
We've done a few busking festivals lately, in Italy and Switzerland. Well, basically you go there and it's all programmed, but you've got to sort of set up, play, do a show, pack it all down, go to the next zone where you're programmed to be playing. You do three a night.
Wow, that's good.
And it works really, really well. But it's a free festival, but people are encouraged to drop money in the hat, basically.
Right,
so you do make some quite good money.
So did you decide, let's get up and do it? Is there any planning involved, or is it all like, we'll just go...
Oh, the busking festivals, no, it's all planned out.
Oh, okay.
They pay your accommodation, they pay for your travel, but it's free to all the punters.
Brilliant.
It's usually in the city. We did one in Bern, we did one in Italy. Arlo makes more money than we do with his hula hoop show.
Of course I do.
But the Lego in Switzerland is quite expensive, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So we do that, and then... you make good money. It's good. So
what's the next?
Well, we're gonna do this. We've got quite a tour. Quite a summer ahead of us. All sort of dies off a little bit end of September, and then it's back in the studio. I think we've got some more writing to do.
Have you got any of it in the can already?
We've got ideas floating about, but we haven't had time to sort of. It's either one or the other, because we're sort of touring constantly, and we've all got families now as well, so the home time's sort of taken up. So you got to give a little bit of time where you're not touring to writing. Really, that's how we work it anyway. We sort of do the touring. We've all got our phones that we've whistled little tunes into and little ideas into, and then we bring it all into the pot and see what comes out.
You get to a point where you think, oh, actually, that's really hacked me off, or that's an idea, that's really irritated me, that's an idea. It work like that? Or?
Well, it's as well you get inspired by other bands you see as well, so you sort of think...
Yeah, I think that's true.
That's a really nice... I like what they did there, and then you sort of think, we could work something like that. So it's not stealing as such, but it's being inspired, paying homage to...
There's only 8 notes, mate.
Exactly. Is that many?
Yeah. I just found out there's 8. And you can change them around.
Oh!
But, you know, there's only 8.
I've been working with 6 for the last 20 odd years.
Well, that's what it is now. You've seen the new album, could be called 8.
Yeah.
They are.
There's an idea.
8.
You know that one?
8. Yeah, I'll speak that into my phone later.
Alright. So, it's been great catching up with you.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
What we'll do is we'll put a link on the website to all the dates and stuff so you can catch up with Three Daft Monkeys, see what they're actually up to.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely try and get down on one of the shows.
Well, I'll drop you a CD.
Looking forward to an album. That'd be fantastic.
We've got vinyl.
Yeah.
Would you like vinyl?
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Yeah.
I'll bring you a vinyl and a CD. How about that?
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks for catching up with us. Thanks, mate.
See you later, Arlo.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.